This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. You know, Joe Biden, you know how I know he doesn't have the authority to forgive student loans? Grandma Ivanka told us so back in 2021.
People think that the president of the United States, is this more on the subject than you ever want to know? Will you let me know? People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Whoops. You can tell she was about half in the bag for that one, too. I know everyone's out there. Everyone's criticizing the you remember her husband, Paul Pelosi. He got a DUI recently in California. And they were going to let him scam out of it. And then the public outrage was too much, so they charged him for it. And they released the video of his DUI. And he is snookered, man. It looks like old Paul was empty stomach drinking. He was on a one-way ticket to Blackout Town that night. And everyone's criticizing Paul. Maybe he was just trying to keep up with Grandma Vodka. Paul was trying to go shot for shot with the Queen, and he couldn't do it. Then he got in his car. All right, quit. Focus. They're trying to murder us here. Here's what I mean. You know what swatting is? It's something you better get used to. It's something very normal now, sadly, in this country. It's something the communists are using quite often. No, I'm not talking about that thing you do to flies. Here's what they do. They will call the police. They'll call 911 most of the time, and they'll describe an emergency situation somewhere. Someone's hurt. You guys have to get over there with your guns now. It's a hostage situation. And the police obviously don't have any choice but to go act on that as if it's somehow real. So the cops will show up, oftentimes with a SWAT team, but always armed, always weapons drawn. They will show up at whatever that address is. They will make entry. Most of the time they will make entry, guns drawn. And most of the time, this is an effort to kill whoever is in the home. It is something the communists use often. They find the address of a pundit on the right they don't like. They could easily do it here, or a politician they don't like, and they send the cops over there. My buddy Tim Pool has had it happen to him several times. They keep sending the cops over to his studio while he does his show, to saying there's some emergency situation. It's an effort to have Tim Pool murdered by police. That's what it is. It's not more complicated than that. It's attempted murder. They just did it last night to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Some trans activist sent the cops to her home, Cops show up at her home. This took place in Rome, Georgia. Cops show up at her home at 1 a.m., guns drawn. I'm going to interview Marjorie about this tonight on my TV show on the 1st. Remember, I have a TV show on the 1st every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to have her on. But that's attempted murder. You tell me, what would you do if somebody was kicking in your front door at 1 a.m.? I know what I would do. Forget about your home. Look, if you're watching on the simulcast, remember you can watch the show on thefirsttv.com/Jesse. If you're watching on the simulcast, you just saw me reach right in front of me about 6 inches from my hand. What do I have? I have my Glock 19. I have it sitting right beside me on the desk because there are some communists who want to kill us. And I intend to kill them first if they ever try to kill me. But it's sitting right here. If right now, while I was doing the show live to the country, if right now, boom, the front door to the studio got kicked in, I know the first thing I would do without question. I would reach over, grab my weapon, unholster my weapon, and I would go see what's going on with not only my weapon drawn, probably my weapon pointing towards the front door because I have to assume a hostile actor has come into the studio attempting to hurt me or Michael. I have to assume that. Well, what are the cops going to do if they are told that there's some dangerous man in the studio trying to hurt people and they kick in the door and all of a sudden there's some 6'8", very handsome radio host comes around the corner pointing a Glock 19 at them? They're going to kill me. And frankly, it wouldn't even be their fault that someone points a weapon at you, especially as a police officer, you have to shoot them before they shoot you. That's attempted murder. I bring this up because this is now something that's happening with more and more regularity. And it's something we have to be aware of. And I don't know how we solve this problem. I know there should be strict laws, obviously, against it. You should find the person responsible and send them to prison for attempted murder, no question. That is a must. But as far as how you should prepare for that, I don't know. And the reason I bring this up to you is not for Marjorie Taylor Greene's sake, although I obviously don't want anyone to hurt Marjorie Taylor Greene. I bring this up because this is becoming a standard tactic on the left. This is not losing steam. This is picking up steam. This could easily happen to you. You ever been in an argument on social media with some communist scumbag you don't like? You understand they have a playbook of how they deal with things. These people are trained. They're trained in what they do. They're trained by their fellow communists. They're trained in college. They're trained by various activist groups. These people have a way of going about things. I've told you recently, it happened to me. This is a long, long time ago. Happened to me. It was one of the various controversies I got in. And there were older communists online, and they were simply asking around, hey, what's his address? Hey, let's find his address. And I'm not talking about some radical college kid. People in their 60s, it was simply what they did. They just viewed that as normal. Hey, we got to find his address. We either have to kill him or hurt him or at least make him think we will, guys. And they didn't think anything of it. For them, that's just how politics are done. I am telling you right now, going forward, this is going to be something they have in their tool belt, and it's going to be something you have to consider. It's going to be something I have to consider. How do I approach my front door if somebody kicks it in? What do I do about that? Do I grab my 300 blackout like I would and kill whatever I find there like I would? I know there are better people out there than me. I would never run to my front door and yell, freeze, stop, back away. I'll just kill you. Second I come around the corner, if you don't belong in my house in the middle of the night, you're going to die. You should understand that. And my family will do the same thing. My sons would do that. We've all trained that way. There's no hi, no stop, no please. If I come around the corner and you've made entry into my home, you're going to die. Well, what if that's a cop just doing his job? I'm going to die. Or maybe he'll die and then I'll die. This is something we have to consider going forward. This is not a small thing. This is something the communist has officially put in his tool belt, and he's going to use it. He's going to use it again and again and again. Pretty brilliant. Pretty brilliant, pretty dark. Something we have to think about, though. It's something we have to consider. Let's get to a couple emails here before I get to more corporate communism, before I get to you, your kids, college. Oh, you know what? We need to do one thing here because there's something driving me crazy. You know how I was going crazy yesterday about Neil Cavuto really challenging Fauci on everything he got wrong when Neil Cavuto also got everything wrong? Dr. Witch, also known as Dr. Nguyen on CNN. You remember her back in 2021, right?
Just first want to clarify that I was opposed back in May when they lifted the indoor mask requirement. I thought that the honor code was never going to work, that when vaccinated and unvaccinated people are mixing, unless there is proof of vaccination, everybody should still be wearing masks. And so I actually support what the CDC is now doing, which is going back to this indoor mask requirement, because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated, that they have been walking around without masks. And in fact, that's what led to the surge that we're seeing.
Remember how they used to talk about us? You remember that? Remember, this is more Dr. Witch.
We need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated. That you have the option to not get vaccinated if you want, but then you can't go out in public. Because when you go out in public, you have the potential of infecting other people with a potentially deadly disease. Just like you can choose to drink in private if you want, but if you get behind the wheel of a car.
Dr. Witch didn't want you to go out in public. She wanted you confined to your home. Now, she's changed her tune. We'll talk about that in just a second. First, let's talk about this. Let's talk about safety, security, financially. No, I'm not a financial expert. I'm not a stockbroker. I'm never going to come on here and sell you investment tips. That's not what I believe. It's not who I am, so I'm not doing it. I mean, I invest, but that's not what I believe. I talk to you about gold because I love reliability. I love it. You know what's crazy? I buy gold from Oxford Gold Group, and this is crazy. Think about this. If I take the gold, they send gold coins to your home. They'll deliver it to your front door. And I was to take my gold I get from Oxford Gold Group, and I was to get in a time machine and go 2,000 years in the past, that gold would have incredible value because it's always had value. But here, that's not even the craziest part. If I were to get in that time machine and go 2,000 years in the future, that gold would have incredible value. You want to talk about reliability? Get some physical gold in your hands. 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. 833-995-GOLD.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we still have a bunch of stuff still to get to here. More racism, communism at the corporate level in the country. We have more insanity at America's elite universities. But I'm going to do some emails. We got to do an email roundup because, I mean, I've been better. I've been better recently, Michael. You have to admit I've been better, but I'm a little behind. Jesse, my wife and I are talking about the Israel trip. My wife and I have been there. We both want to join the trip. The question is, how exactly are you going to Israel next year when they still have the strongest vaccine mandate policies globally? Are you caving on us, not planning for that? Perhaps you now sport AF undergarments? What do you say? He said, go ahead and say his name if I read it. His name is Jeremy. Jeremy, it's funny you brought that up. Remember, we're going to, no pressure, we're going to Israel next year as a show. Me, Chris, Michael, the wife is going, kids are going, shoot, my parents are going, and fans of the show are going. If you want to go, it's through Christian Expedition. You have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. It's like a 10-day trip through the Holy Land, history, walk where Jesus walked, all that stuff. It'll be a blast. But anyway, ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. When they brought this up to me of doing it, I was initially excited, and then I had that exact same question. Because we had to sit down with the Christian Expedition guys, and that was my number one question. I said, guys, I'm not vaccinated. I know Israel's vaccine requirements. Not only am I not vaccinated, I'm not getting vaccinated. So I respect what you do, but we don't need to talk anymore if that's going to be a requirement. And they said, fear not. There is no vaccine requirement for tourists to Israel. You have to understand, tourism to Israel is a huge part of their industry over there. It's also just a huge part of their philosophy. They want people to come see Israel. They want people to tour the Holy Land. No, I mean, if you are, that's fine. You can be. But there is no vaccine requirement to go to Israel with me. And believe me, if they ever come up with one, we won't be going to Israel because I ain't getting one. But you don't have to worry about that. That's not going to come. So there you go. If you want to go to Israel with us and have some fun, that's fine. If not, we will see you when I get back. It's next July, isn't it, Michael? Next July. That's going to be so sick, Michael. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to book myself tickets in first class and then put you and Chris clear in the back of the plane. I'll ask the Christian Expedition guys to put you guys in the worst seat on the plane. And then whenever they hand out like warm cookies and stuff like that, I'll come back and eat them in front of you guys. That'll be funny. That'll be a lot of fun. Dear tall one, being so much taller than the normal plebs, maybe you can see a little further down the road than the rest of us. Perhaps you can test my theory. The left are a lot of things, but generally speaking, I don't think they're idiots. Evil and misguided, but not stupid. The raid on Mar-a-Lago is seemingly so obviously unjust and foolish. How could the left not know this would catapult Trump back into the fray? They have solidified the base behind him and done more to raise his war chest than Trump could have dreamed. I don't think it was a mistake. I think the left want Trump to run. It'll make CNN relevant again. They might even want Trump to win. I suspect there's a significant amount of lefties who know in their hearts Trump was good for America. What say you? I says I can say her name. Her name is Sarah. Well, no, I don't agree. And this is why it's not a stupid theory. All right. I would tell you if I thought it was stupid. It's not a stupid theory. But here's the deal. They are stupid most of the time. And when I say stupid, I don't mean IQ level. I mean, remember, you need to think about the communist as if he's a robot. And I'm for once not trying to dehumanize them, although I do dehumanize them often. You need to think about them like they're robots. Most of these people have gone through the university system, and especially at our elite universities, they are not trained to think anymore. They are trained to follow orders, to regurgitate exactly what they're told, and this is just basic communist philosophy. So when you're dealing with these communists, whether they're communists in the media or communists at the FBI or communists in Hollywood or communists anywhere else, you're not dealing with a person who has sat down and worked the issues through in their head. That's why it's a big part of why communists get so nasty when you try to have, we'll occasionally all try to have a reasonable discussion with one. And before you know it, they're calling you a Nazi white supremacist and storming out of the room and giving you the middle finger. And you're looking around thinking, what's wrong with you? We were just trying to talk. Why? They've never probed what they believe with any depth whatsoever. A mile wide, an inch deep, that old saying. They've never dug into that. The second you start digging into that, they freak and they leave. These are human beings, all of them. Yes, they're dedicated 100% to the destruction of everything. The communist understands you must destroy everything in front of you. But these are not people who have sat down. This is something we get wrong on the right. We feel like there's some cabal of these communist leaders who are sitting around right now in a smoke-filled private room that's soundproof, and they have a 10-year plan with a step-by-step process to destroy you and destroy me. No. Don't get me wrong. They're going to spend the next 10 years trying to destroy you and destroy me, but that's because the communist simply understands he has to destroy everything he sees. So he's just constantly, he's like a junkyard dog. He's just biting whatever's in front of his face. And in the end, everything will be bleeding because you've bitten everything in front of you. These are people, speaking of the hive mind, speaking of the robot concept, understand that these people all are programmed to believe that Donald Trump is the enemy of all mankind. You, me, we roll our eyes when we hear Trump's a fascist. Trump's a Nazi. I mean, if anything, Trump was too nice. Get serious. Trump's a Nazi. What are you, crazy? You roll your eyes. You roll your eyes. You scoff at that. Please don't underestimate these people. They mean what they say. In their mind, he is. In their mind, he is the end of all humanity. He is a fascist. In their mind, he is Adolf Hitler. And you're saying, Jesse, that's insane. Yes, I know it's insane. These people are insane. It's not grounded in any kind of logic whatsoever. But it's important we understand they mean what they say. No, they're not super geniuses trying to bring Trump back to boost CNN. They spent 4 years at CNN hardcore campaigning against the guy who was the only reason people watched. Communists would watch CNN to hear them trash Trump all day long. They didn't bother getting interesting or being interesting or doing any thinking. They spent 4 years on a mission to destroy the man. And then the second he walks out, their ratings collapse. They essentially signed up for their own demise. They brought about their own demise. Why? They're not thinking things through. They don't think 10 steps ahead. They are evil. They are destructive. All those things are 100% true. But don't think for a second there's some grand plan. These people are all morons. Take heart in that. Now, speaking of higher education, thinking like robots, let's have a chat. Hang on. Can you see? Break down, it's all
right. Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Go on, take the money and run.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. So let's check in on Florida real quick. Charlie Crist is now the Democrat nominee to run against Heavy D in Florida. If you know anything about the polls in Florida, you should know. Heavy D has taken Florida from a purple state that can go either way into a blood red bastion of freedom. He's up like 15 to 20 points on Charlie Crist. They just love Heavy D in Florida. So people were confused when they saw Charlie Crist go on television and say this.
Absolutely. Listen, look what Joe Biden's.
Sorry. He was asked, and to set this up, he was asked, hey, you want Joe Biden to come down to Florida and support you, campaign for you? Keep in mind, you haven't seen Joe Biden out on the campaign trail, have you? Where's he been? Now, yes, he's been hiding. He's been getting whatever drugs they've been feeding him so that cadaver can actually fill complete sentences. But it's still normal for the president to go out and campaign. Yet he's been MIA. He's been gone. Why? Why isn't Joe Biden campaigning for anyone? Because Joe Biden's so unpopular, you don't want to associate yourself with him. So why In a swing state where Joe Biden's very unpopular, why would Charlie Crist want Joe Biden to come help him?
Absolutely. Listen, look what Joe Biden's done for our country. President Biden, forgive me, has done for our country.
This latest caravan passing through Mexico, now numbering in the thousands.
In one of the wealthiest areas in the world, hundreds of people living in squalor.
He's been...
Yeah, I don't know about all the music and all the weird stuff they chose to add to it. The story there is Charlie Crist saying he wants Joe Biden to come help him in Florida, campaign in Florida. And people are today, they're asking why. Why? I don't understand it. Well, that doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense when you understand what we've been talking about all show and what we've talked about endlessly on this show. Why did Stephen Colbert... Why did his staffers get let off with no charges by the DOJ after they broke into the Capitol? Because Stephen Colbert was a good little boy and a good servant to the system. Charlie Crist is a career animal, political animal, Republican, independent, Democrat. This is a human being without any discernible skills, so he wants to become a politician. If you don't have any skills, politician's a great way to go, and that's what Charlie Crist has chosen to do. Charlie Crist doesn't have skills, but he can read. He reads the same polls you read, the same polls I read. Charlie Crist knows he has no chance whatsoever to win. So what do you do if you're Charlie Crist? Oh, no, I'm going to run for office yet again, get my butt kicked yet again. What do? You simply prove yourself to be a good servant of the system. Be a good boy. Charlie, be a good boy. Will you be a good servant, boy? And because he will, he knows that once he gets his teeth kicked in by Heavy D in November, he will, go ahead and write this one down. You better write this one down, Michael. He will undoubtedly be welcomed into the Biden regime. He will have some sort of paying job courtesy of Joe Biden because he was a good boy and served the system. That's how it works. That's how it works. All right. Ducey, today, to his credit, he asks Corinne Diversity Hire about the student loan debt relief, and man, it's good to have her back.
Again, here's what we have done. Here's
a lot about how much it might cost, it might not cost. Who is paying for this?
What we are saying is the work that this administration has done, the work that the Democrats in Congress has done, is actually there. And you see that the $1.7 trillion deficit deduction that you see is going to benefit us in being able to do something for the middle class.
I understand,
to do something for the middle class.
But when you
this is about doing something for people who make less than $125,000, $1.7 trillion. That's what we've been able to do.
But when you forgive debt, you're not just disappearing debt. So who is paying for this?
And then I'll give you the second part. We lifted the pause, right? We're going to lift the pause at the end of this year, which is going to matter, right? Which is going to offset a lot of what we're doing as well. When you think about the $4 billion that's going to go back into as revenue, back into this process of folks paying right, their college tuition, that matters.
If you're waiting for an answer, none's going to come. I'm just going to keep letting him go for a minute.
As well. So we are doing this in a smart way. We are doing this in a way that's going to be effective. We are doing in this a way that keeps to the president's promise on giving people.
Yeah, it goes on for another minute. There's no answer. So hold on. $330 billion in more spending, and there's not even a clue where you're going to come up with that kind of money while inflation is right on the verge of getting out of control? Oops. All right. Now let's have another serious talk about life. I opened up yelling about student loans and taking out loans you can't afford. And yeah, by the way, I'll get to some more emails in a little bit. I might even take some calls tonight. 877-377-4373. You've been extra disciplined on the phones to not lose your minds, and it hasn't been boring. So maybe we'll keep that up until it gets boring. 877-377-4373. But let's have another talk about this. Headline. Masks in classes at Georgetown University and COVID-19 testing is required. And so I want you to understand something before we go into this here. Masks required and COVID-19 testing required. That's what China's still doing. You can find very few places on the planet that are still doing this stuff because it's all been debunked. We know it's all worthless. Yet it's still happening on the campus of our most elite universities. But that's not the point I'm going to try to make. Okay, so universities are crazy, communist, all that. You know all that. I know all that. None of this is new. Do you know what out-of-state tuition costs to go to Georgetown? 60,000 dollars. So hold on. I went to community college. I need to write this down. So $60,000 for 1 year. Let's see, another 60 for year two. Oh, gonna have to go three. I know you have to go times four, Michael. I didn't do well in algebra. Okay, you're right. Good call, Michael. I'd probably need at least 5 years. Let's see. Let's stop it at four, though. That's almost $250,000. That's a lot of money, right? And I know what you're thinking. That's crazy, isn't it? You know what the craziest thing is? As we speak, some middle class to upper middle class Republican set of parents sent their baby girl or baby boy off to Georgetown, and they paid Georgetown $250,000 to take their baby boy and baby girl, put a mask on their face, and teach them to hate themselves, their parents, and America. You can hate Georgetown all you want. You can hate Harvard. I mean, Harvard, we talked about Bill de Blasio's going to Harvard. $55,000 is your tuition for Harvard. Okay, Harvard sucks. Harvard's stupid. Bill de Blasio sucks. Yeah, all that stuff's true. But who's the biggest fool in that scenario when the Republican parents are sending their children to school there? Who's the idiot, huh? 877-377-4373. Get to some calls in a second. Let's get to your personal protection before we get to more open racism against white people in the country. Hero Gun. You know, I know you already know about Hero Gun. We're going to set that aside for a minute. They have a Hero Arrow now. I own both. I keep both on me. Hero Arrow's outstanding for your glove compartment, outstanding for your pocket. It's not shaped like a gun like the Hero Gun is. It's shaped like a TV remote. Smaller, more portable. Instead of shooting the pepper balls, it shoots this gel blast, this pepper gel blast. You do not want to get hit with this gel blast. Bad guys don't want to get hit with the gel blast. It'll save your life. It even has a loud siren on it. Go get a Hero Arrow for yourself. More importantly, get one for the person you love. Your mom, wife, daughter away from home, son away from home. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount, all right? Go. State restrictions may apply.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'll get to some emails here, get to some phone calls in a few, but I do... We talk a lot, and always will, about putting your money where your morals are, and we talk about the corporate government partnership that's going on across the globe with ESG, which you already know what that is, and DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and how all these are just cloaks for communism. This is the corporate world working with governments to put communism into you, to force you into communism. Well, put communism into you, to force you into communism. That's what this whole thing is. And sometimes it can get confusing. How are they doing that? What does that mean? Well, there's an outstanding example right here. Do you want to know what's going on in corporate America, big corporate America? And I've said before, I'll say it again. If you're somebody on the right, I understand the allure of corporate America. And I'm not telling you to leave your high-powered corporate job if you have one. I'm really not. But I am telling you this. Understand when you walk into one of these Fortune 500 companies now, you are walking into the lion's den. And there are a lot of insane things you're either going to have to grin and bear, or you're going to have to walk away and go small to mid-sized company. And I know there are sacrifices that come with that. Fortune 500 companies, shoot, the pay is good. The bennies are better. travel, got that expense card, baby. I know. Just understand that this, what I'm about to read you, this is all throughout corporate America already, and it's getting worse. The headline's this. American Express slapped with lawsuit alleging discrimination against white employees. Brian Netzel worked for a decade for Amex till he was terminated in 2020. He sued the company on behalf of himself and others following, quote, by the way, this is from Fox Business, following, quote, an avalanche of bad things coming to white people in that company once George Floyd was killed. Apparently, the lawsuit alleges Amex implemented anti-racism policies throughout its structure. It gave preferential treatment to individuals for being black and unambiguously signaled to white employees their race was an impediment to getting ahead in the company. How bad did it get? Here's a quote. We weren't allowed to talk before they talked in a meeting. We weren't allowed to touch their hair. Netzel also said, although I don't know why you'd want to touch their hair. Netzel alleged his complaint that his female manager, who is black, would aggressively and harass and berate white employees, overworking them and then retaliating with poor performance reviews. I bring this to you because this is all throughout corporate America. This is all over college campuses now. This is all over your military now. We rant all the time about the military guys and the vaccine mandates and everything they're suffering through in there. We rant all the time about that. But we don't talk about the open anti-white racism. You see, it's taking place all throughout your military now. I have emails. I have email after email after email. Jesse, you're not going to believe what goes on now. This is dividing this country in a dark way. This is fomenting a race war. That's what this is. It's not going for equality at all, which is a ridiculous word anyway, but this is going after a race war. That's what this stuff is, and that's how this stuff's going to end up. It's ugly, nasty stuff, and you don't want to live in a country where this is, but we have to be strong enough to fight against it because for so long, the Republican Party, the second an accusation of racism comes up from the communists, they can't duck under the bed fast enough. Or, you remember when St. George Floyd died? Where's Tim Scott? They're calling us racist. Tim, where are you? Oh, I know you're hanging out with your good friend Cory Booker. Tim, could you come on up here and push some police reform? Let's show them how really not racist we are, guys. We have got to radically change that kind of mentality in this country, or we are never going to get ahead. Because I talked earlier about how the communist has these things in the tool belt, right? Calling somebody a racist is numero uno. It's like their hammer if they're a carpenter. That's what they do. I made a half joke on social media the other day. Well, I was being serious. I said far too many people can vote. We talk all the time about everyone should be included. Why should everyone be included? You don't actually like inclusion. You claim to like inclusion, but you actually don't want inclusion in anything that you genuinely care about. Do you want everyone to get together and make you dinner tonight? Or do you want a good cook to get together and make you dinner tonight? Oh, are you not being inclusive? But that applies to voting too. And on the right, we have all the time, everyone needs to vote. No, they don't. Lots of people are stupid. And it's insane that we live in a country where we pretend it can remain free if we allow everyone to vote just because they live to the age of 18. So I, of course, said only men between 35 and 65 should be able to vote. Boom, I just threw it out there. And the communists went crazy. But it's more than just them going crazy. They went crazy, and you should have seen it. It was almost universal. They made it about race. Who said anything about race? Oh, so I guess you don't want blacks to vote. I guess you don't want Mexicans to vote. These people, it's worked for so long on the right. It's simply automatic. It's second nature to them. It's like you scratching your nose when you have an itch on it. It's second nature to them. They pull out the race card. Why? Because it works. It has worked so long on you. And until it stops working, they're going to keep using it. We got to dig into these issues. All right, 877-377-4373. I'm going to read this email again. This is a great one from earlier. I'm reading it again because this seems like an appropriate time to bring this up. We got to buck up and toughen up. Jesse, I started taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack pretty much when you started suggesting it. Gosh, that was probably 7-8 months ago now, wouldn't it, Michael? Probably that long. Anyway, just the difference it is making is really tremendous. I just turned 61 and my energy level is amazing. I love this. I did a 16-hour tour after an 8-hour tour with only 14 hours rest, and I could have easily done another 8 at the age of 61, people. My belly fat is disappearing and the fire in my belly is back. I thought you were kidding about the effects on the voice, but the tone of authority in my voice is noticeable. Look, I was half kidding about it. It does affect your voice because of your confidence level, because you feel stronger, more energized. It's better. He said, these results have taken about 3 months, but I really feel fantastic behind taking the Chalk Vitality Stack. Thanks for bringing Chalk to us, and thank you, Chalk. His name is Richard from Forest Hills. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk, fellas. 3 months, natural herbal supplements, not chemicals, not medicine crap, natural. Male vitality stack. Ladies, go get a female vitality stack and you write me and tell me how you feel. Better, more focused, better sleep. I'm a world-class napper anyway, so I didn't need any help there, but better sleep. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, all right? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right, let's try this. 877-377-4373. Steve, go. Steve in Washington.
Yeah, so I am, look, I'm hearing everything you're saying, and I agree with you 100%. Country's going to hell in a handbasket. Problem I see is, after everything that we've been seeing, the disaster that the economy has been put through, all the woke policy, and how good Donald Trump left the economy, you see on the news tight Senate races in the states of Georgia and all other states. And when it should be a red wave where we're going to take back the House, I'm hearing people saying it's iffy if we're going to get the Senate. With everything that's going on, I am just absolutely puzzled as to why these races are as tight as they are.
I will explain. I'm out of time, so I had to cut you off. You actually didn't screw that up. That was very clear, very interesting, good work. I will explain, because I've heard the same thing. I've seen the same thing. I actually talked to somebody who would know what's going on. I'll tell you. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.